And so that's why I would say I would beg of you not to rush through the interviewing process, not to rush to find somebody until you feel that you have educated yourself through the interview process to even understand if you are selecting the right candidate.
How do you create an unshakable business? I crossed $100 million in net worth by the age of 28. Now I'm growing acquisition.com into a $1 billion portfolio. In this podcast, I share the lessons I've learned in scaling big businesses and helping our portfolio companies do the same. Buckle up and let's build.
What I want to share with you in this is just one small mindset shift that will help you go from continuously hiring the wrong people to finally being able to get the right people in for your business so that it can grow. This is something that I would say it's how 8- and 9-figure business owners think about interviewing. And it's a fun topic for me to talk about because most of the time when I'm talking to CEOs and business owners, they don't like doing the interviewing. You know, they're like, it's so boring. It's so annoying. It takes so long to find people. And I totally get that because when you're trying to find somebody, like you're like, I just want to get somebody in. I need someone to do this work. And you're really stressed because most of the time when you're trying to find someone, you're growing quickly. You're trying to replace somebody. Like there's somebody else that you really want to get out quickly. And so you're really like time is of the essence because you feel emotionally uncomfortable. And so the first thing I would say is do not alter the interview process because of your emotions, right? Choice, not compulsion. Okay. We have to make a solid choice about who you're going to pick, rather than obeying the compulsions of your emotions around the situation, which are probably heightened because you're probably stressed because maybe you don't have enough people to get in all the customers you want, or maybe because like you have to fire somebody that you don't like, or maybe that because somebody just left, like whatever it is. Okay. There's usually a ton of emotions around interviewing and hiring new people. But here's the thing is that I feel like it's like the secret that nobody talks about, which is that the interview process is the education process. Okay. And so what I mean by this is that when you're trying to find someone for a position and you've never done that position before and your business is growing, and so you don't have time to train someone to do the thing because you don't know how to do the thing. So you need to bring someone in who does know how to do the thing. Then what you want to do is you want to interview a ton of people. How and why? Okay. Because that is how you figure out who is actually good. I think about it like this. Okay. This is what I want you to get in your head is that each interview is like reading a book or reading a summary of a book. Okay. And so if I want to learn about a subject, I'm going to go read 10 or 20 books on it. Right. And then I feel like I'll be able to see what the similarities are. I'll be able to see like, hey, this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. Like these things here are flexible, but like this is the meat of it. Right. If I'm trying to learn about something, like this is the meat of how to do arithmetic. This is the meat of how to run a business, etc. The same goes for the interview process. So you're going to do 20 interviews. From each of those, you're going to extrapolate. What is the meat of this role? What are the things that are flexible? What are the things that don't actually matter? And I'm going to know because I've done 20 interviews. So it's not an interview process. It is an education process for you. And that is why I feel like people are missing out on this, because if you do this, then you totally understand what needs to happen once the person comes in anyways, rather than a lot of people go out and they're like trying to study and buy courses and read books and like understand the entire thing themselves, rather than you could hit 2 birds, 1 stone by just doing the interview process and interviewing more people than maybe you feel comfortable interviewing. Because most of the times what happens is the difference between somebody who's got a 7-figure team or an 8- and 9-figure team is how much time you spend on finding the right people. And this is the biggest thing, is that understanding that it is about the process of interviewing. It is not about the outcome. The outcome, yes, you want to find someone for the role, but the process is where all the gold is found. That is where you're going to figure out, you're like, is this person right or not? You don't even know until you've interviewed like 20 people because you don't even know how to do the thing yourself. Okay. And so that is the biggest difference that I have noticed between like people who have 7-figure team versus an 8- or 9-figure team is how much time they spend on this process, on understanding the role and doing so through interviewing 10, 15, 20 people for it. Right. Because at the end of that, like you just hit 2 birds, 1 stone because you learned all about the role and you get to interview 20 people. So in that time, you might have found the person who's right for the role. And so that's why I would say I would beg of you not to rush through the interviewing process, not to rush to find somebody until you feel that you have educated yourself through the interview process to even understand if you are selecting the right candidate. Okay. This is something that so many people don't do because for some reason they think everything else is more important than this. But the true job of a CEO is to assemble a team. Right? And how can you assemble a team if you don't know what they're supposed to do? Do you think a basketball coach that's drafting, like if they don't know what the, I don't know any positions in basketball, so let's do football. A football coach that's drafting people for the team, like if he doesn't know what the quarterback is supposed to do, then when he puts them through training, how does he judge? He doesn't. But if he gets 20 different quarterbacks and has them all try out, don't you think he's going to understand the role much better and see, this is what they all do well. Here's the things that are flexible. Here's the things that I would like to have. So I want you to think of it the same way. Like if you're drafting for your team, you need to understand what each position actually does. And the fastest way and the most effective way and probably the most entertaining way to do it is to interview people. And so you cannot rush this process. You should not rush this process. It is the difference between being at 7 figures or 8 or 9. And so if that was useful, go ahead, hit subscribe. I will see you on the next one.